Hey James, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm looking at the calculations for what they're saying. This is not a strict guarantee of what it is, because the trailer I'm getting is only $12,000. So, well, how am I paying $31,000 on an old ass trailer?
You're not going to end up paying that. I mean, I'm going to be able to refinance you more towards what we initially spoke about easily. Once you hit your 2 year mark, and that's going to be what, in May of 2017, or March of 2017, I mean. So you should have to make those payments for it'll be less than a year at this point.
You said May of what, 2017?
Yeah, whenever you hit your 2 year mark, time in business, I'll be able to refinance, and it won't be a startup at that point. Once you're past 2 years time of business, it's no longer considered a startup. And one thing too you want to consider is that the I think the total cost of the trailer was what, 13, let's just say 13,000, just for a random number. When you go to do your taxes, you're able to write off 33% of that. So you're able to write off around 4,300 right there. Or 4,290 once you go to file your taxes too.
Yeah, I was just trying to get an understanding, because even at 2 years and $664, the trailer be damn near paid off in 2 years. If it don't, won't already be paid off.
Well, that doesn't include the interest, the cost, obviously. But see what it's So you won't have to make, well, you're making your first month's payment, last month's payment up front. So once you so what, it's September now. So September, well, you figure that's whenever you're gonna make your first payment, probably is in September. So September, October, November, December, January. So that's 7 months. So you'll make 7 months at that payment. And then I'll be able to refinance. I want you to get 2 years time in business.
Oh, okay. You're talking about 2 years as far as me being a company that I am.
Right, exactly. So they're looking at your company now as a startup company, because whenever you became an LLC was March 20th of 2015. So once you hit, once it's 2017, and March 20th, 2017, you're gonna have two year time stamp on your business. It's been in business for 2 years at that point. So that's when you're gonna qualify for all the good rates out there. And in between now and then, we can monitor your credit, and your credit's really okay. I think you're just a little overextended, just because you had to spend some money to get the business up and going. But other than that,
Yeah,
you should only have to make that payment for 7 months.
but by my 2 year mark, the trailer should almost be done, paid off, at least halfway done.
I mean, you'll definitely have paid a big chunk towards it, that's for sure.
So basically, when you refinance it, what you gonna refinance? You gonna refinance it for what it naturally is?
That's a good question. I haven't done a refinance in a while. I can find out for you and let you know.
Because logically, with my credit the way it is and stuff like that, and me and my wife, or we is a, because she works at a bank, I won't be able to get no refinance.
You won't be able to refinance it?
I won't be able to, not logically, no. My credit's too bad. I already got inquiries, and it said you have to be 2 years at least before you can refinance. That's even with a house. And the way
Well, that's with a
they're acting
house,
like this,
yeah. But let me get some more
yeah, the way
clarification.
they acting like this is a house. Like, I know I'm black and everything, but I do got business.
Well, they don't know that you're black. That wouldn't have anything to do with it. But no, I mean, if you're making a payment of 661, and so 661, and you make 7 payments of that, that's going to be $4,627 that you've paid towards it, but some of that's going to be interest, obviously. So, I mean, it's going to take quite a bit off of it. It should be more like the payment we originally had for you when it's all said and done, if not even less. I mean, it should be less than that.
Well, I'm hoping so, because I'm like at 30, 31,000, I may well damn talk to him about getting one of those reefers out there.
I mean, reefers are, they're popular, that's for sure. But I don't know what, you know, what you're hauling. I know for reefers, they might balk a little bit because I know that those are usually over the road. So it's one thing, too, is we're having to do this intrastate, you know what I mean? Once you get your plates, they won't know anything. But, you know, in the meantime, they're looking at it as thinking that you're actually within the state of Texas. So.
Oh, so it'll cost way more if I get a reefer?
Well, it costs way more. I mean, it just depends on the cost of the trailer. But as far as the approval goes, they usually, I mean, in order to qualify for an over-road trucking, like I spoke about before, you're going to have to show a fleet. Actually, three power units. So that'd be three tractors. So, yeah, they make it really hard on startup companies. Now, I might be able to do it with two. And I think it's just because back in 2008, when everything went to crap, you know, a lot of people, it wasn't really their fault. I mean, it's just transportation, everything went down the hill. I mean, companies weren't selling anything, they weren't making anything, they weren't manufacturing, nobody was shipping anything, so everything just took a dump. So I think those rules kind of went in place right around that time frame.
So they blame Bush for all the problems, but they turn around and say they're mad at Obama and don't know why.
Well, no, I mean, it was just that was really the real estate market that collapsed that caused all that. It was, you know, they were writing loans with people.
Oh, yeah, I know, but you know who was president then?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he should have saw the writing on the wall and stopped that, that's for sure. Who knows if he was
getting... Yeah, because Bush didn't care because he's from Texas, and his family owned the oil with them Muslim people that Osama bin Laden kinfolks. That's why he didn't go after them. And that is a known fact.
Yeah, I think I've heard something like that before. I think I have. I'm sure he's...
Ain't nobody say nothing about him, though. He good.
That's true. Well, I wasn't a fan, so... There are a lot of bad things, and I was actually in the military at that time, too, so I was not happy with what I had to do, I'll put it that way.
I believe you. Well, when is they going to get this...
Well, I just, it's only 7:28 here. I requested your loan documents around 6:45 this morning. Told them, you know, we need to get this taken care of as soon as possible. Put a rush on it. You've already screwed up once, so customer's not very happy, and I don't blame them. I'm not happy with these guys either. But,
yeah, I mean, told them that.
Absolutely. It just makes me look like an idiot. It makes us look like an idiot. And in the end, we were the idiots because I submitted your Secretary of State showing your time in business with the loan submission package. I said wrote that, and I said, this is a startup trucking company started on 3/20/2015.
Yeah, it just makes it just very unprofessional how they came, and it don't make no sense, and it slows me down. It makes me upset. I'm already mad because they're taking all day. And then they want to turn around and change things after they don't put it out like they were going to put it. That's the only reason I paid for it. You know what I'm saying?
And
I don't know what they mean by the first two payments up front. I already paid down on
them. So we didn't know that you'd paid them already for the trailer.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be getting the trailer if you sent me that. And you said they said they good. I went over there and bought the trailer. And okay. It was like, well, see, now we can go ahead and do what we do and get you out by the end of this week. And I said, cool, because I'm going in debt getting this trailer. So I need my trailer in order to work. I wouldn't be just buying it just to buy it. I'm buying it because I need it. And I need it today.
You need it on the back here. Well, if you've already paid for it, he should be able to release it. I think they were just doing some work on it, right, or something like that.
Yeah, he was just, you know, painting it or whatever, all that nice stuff like that or whatever, just making it look nice or whatever, basically do what I tell him to do so he can get going and get this shit gone. So, I mean, whatever y'all got to do to let him know, look, he good, he can go and take the trailer, do that, because the quicker I can get it, the quicker I can start making money, because I need to make some money.
Yeah, I mean, if he, I said, I didn't know you had already paid for the trailer, but yeah, he should be able to, release the trailer as soon as it's ready, you know, by all means.
Yeah, because we're going off the agreement that was set in stone in the first go, and that's why I went on ahead to pay for the trailer. And we was like, shit, well, shit, you going to go ahead and get the money for it. We may well go and get the trailer set up so you can go ahead and leave. Because this is a professional business, and I use it to make money. So I have to, when I know something, I'm on it.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So, if I can go get it or whatever, y'all need to call me or whatever, let me know today so I can go get it today.
Yeah, I mean, if you already paid for it, I don't see why he wouldn't release it. You've already done your part.
Well, he waiting on y'all to give him the funds.
Okay.
Well, I
let him know.
You and Sean need to talk then, because I don't know. He's supposed to be waiting on y'all to release the funds or something, and then he's going to give me the trailer once it's cleaned up and ready.
Gotcha, so. Okay. Well, yeah, I haven't heard from him yet. I did email him earlier and let him know that I just needed an updated invoice. But I'll try to give him a call here in a minute, tell him what's going on, and see if I can get this sped up for you, get you on the road today.
Okay, shit, well, if that's the case, if it's just money in between y'all two, shit, he don't even know, need to know that. He just need to know, shit, where the funds is agreed and they send it back to paper, however y'all do y'all thing, this man can come get this trailer whenever you do it. That's all he need to know.
Yeah, well, I'll let him know that you're reapproved, and so he knows that. Once he reads his email, I'll actually give him a call and talk to him, though. And what else was it? And that's really it that I can foresee. Everything else we can, I mean, there's really nothing else. Once I just need to get the original loan documents back, but I think he just wanted to make sure that you were approved. So, and you've been approved all along. I wasn't worried about that.
Yeah. Just so what is it? Is it 60 days before I make my first payment or what?
Well, yeah, you do your first month's payment last month, and then it is, yeah, then you won't have to make your first payment until October at this point, because so you're paying for September already.
Okay. So when do I make the first month payment and the last month payment then?
So instead of making a down payment like you were with the original approval, you're just making your first month's payment, last month's payments up front. So that goes towards the loan itself. And then your first payment after that, you know, after you look at it as a down payment, but it actually goes towards the loan instead of like the previous approval. So it's actually a little bit better for you. But your first payment
I guess that's not really what I'm understanding. I already paid down on the trailer, so where does that come in?
As soon as Sean gets, I guess, paid from us, or knows he's going to get paid from us, or sees proof of wire, he can wire your funds right back to you. I guess that's how he might want to do it. But if you've already paid for the trailer, then he should be able to release those funds to you. I mean, he should be able to at least release the trailer to you. And you know, once we get the original loan documents back, which should be tomorrow, then we'll be able to release the funds, from what I understand. So you should be able to be on the road and get your funds back by, they should be in your account, hopefully by Wednesday. I mean, if not tomorrow, you know, once he releases the wire, it might take, depending on the time he's able to release it back to you, it might hit your account that day or that night at midnight, or, you know, that morning or the next day sometime.
What you talking about? So let me get this straight. So the bank is giving me $31,000?
No, it would just be to pay for the trailer. The rest is interest. The rest is just cost. And that, like I said, we'll take care of that, because that's for startup pricing. It's just crazy expensive. But it is a write-off. You're able to write it off, and it actually does help build your business credit. There's a lot of benefits to it, but it's just like you're 18 years old again, and you got to establish your credit again for the first time. You've got to, deal with high rates and stuff like that until you get your credit established, really.
Okay. So I don't have to make another down payment again is what I'm asking. I already made a down payment. I don't have to make another one, do I?
What down payment did you make?
For the trailer, I had to put the down payment down for the trailer in order to have the trailer, which me and Sean was waiting on for y'all to come with the paperwork.
Okay. Well, how much did you pay Sean for the down payment?
I paid, how much was that? I think it was like $1,290.
Okay.
Some shit like that.
It was actually supposed to be towards us. So yeah, I do need to speak to Sean then, because the down payment was supposed to be towards us, towards the actual loan itself, not towards the trailer. But we'll get that back to you. Hopefully, you know, it's just a bank transaction, so it should be fairly quickly.
Okay. Well, yeah. However it's done or whatever. Like I said, I already paid it down of what the agreement was shown to me at the beginning before they redid it. So if anything, that should be none and void. They may well just put that on the back end of the loan.
Like, well, it'll be for a different amount. It'll be actually be for more than that, because it's the first month's last month's payment, and what we're looking at $661 and some change times two. So you're looking at come on now. Well, it should be right around the same amount, maybe even a little bit less. But I'll talk to Sean. We'll get it figured out for you. But main thing now is I need to get the loan documents. And I've requested those, so hopefully get those within the hour here.
Okay, yeah, because they raise it so high, we ain't talking about tomorrow. They need to have that shit today.
Oh, yeah, it'll be today. We'll get the loan documents today. I'm not worried about that.
Okay, yeah, because it needs to be today. Because if my wife finds out, then I'm going to have to call you back and tell you not to take it. So if they don't have it today, I'm probably not taking it. I'll probably go with Wells Fargo. That's who I'm going to go with in the beginning. So.
Gotcha. Now, we'll have the loan documents out to you today. I'm not worried about that.
Okay. Well, I'm finna go handle business, and I need to see some progress by the end of the day, at least by 3 o'clock.
It should be long before that, hopefully.
Okay. All right, man, I leave it in your hands. I'm gone. I got to take care of some business.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks, James. You too.